This is Bumper to Bumper Radio, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident. With the best automotive information for your vehicle. Bumper to Bumper, helping you and your car feel better. And now your hosts, Matt Allen and Dave Riccio.
Matt, motor mounts, when do you need them?
Well, when they're bad. I mean, you need them when you need them and not a minute before. Well, you know, the motor mounts are one of those problems on the car. They're sometimes it is a wear item and it very subtly wears out. So over a period of time, there's just not something quite right about the car, and maybe you can't pinpoint it. And then other times you have an engine mount, we call it, you know, an engine or a motor. They break, and you can actually feel that. I mean, I'll go, for example, my mom's car a couple years ago. I jump in the car, and I step on the gas. I'm like, mother.
God, you need mounts.
What are you doing? Don't you feel this? No? No? Because it's normal to them. So mounts, I mean, we have a car, you know, when you had the classic was in the 80s, the Hondas. People would come in and say, gee, I need a tune-up. My car, what? Why? Well, my car's rough. So, we need to scope it, check it out. And you know, the car is performing just fine. It's the engine mounts that are running bad. And the job of those engine mounts, for gross terms, just picture four big blocks of rubber that the engine is sitting on inside the frame of the car, or even if you want to simplify it, say sitting on the ground. And those big blocks of rubber are there to dampen all the vibrations that the engine
causes. All engines and all transmissions vibrate,
yeah.
And they don't want you as the car manufacturer to feel that in the seat when you're driving the car. So they mount them on nice, cushy rubber. And that's a simplified version, but the rubber has gotten a lot more advanced over the years.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, rubber's changed. And you know, it's not just this block of black stuff. Now some engine mounts are electronically controlled. I mean, they started off with
an electronically controlled block of rubber. That doesn't make sense.
Well, exactly. They have fluid in them. And then depending on how you're driving, because one mount on the car, when you accelerate, gets pulled on. It's tugging it apart. Picture someone, you know, just ripping you apart. And the other one's pushing on you, smashing, you know, crushing the can. So they've started off by putting hydraulic fluid in them to dampen some of the vibrations, and now vacuum controlled or electronically controlled. So that's, go back to that $3,000. Yeah. And I don't think we don't do engine mounts like we used to. 10, 15, 20 years ago, we used to say, just replace them all. I'm not necessarily a big believer in that anymore. They're so expensive. I mean, that's
the
problem.
It's kind of one of those things where we always tend to replace them as a pair. I mean, if there's one that's broken, yeah, we take care of that one. But they're like rubber bands. You can only stretch them in and out so many times before the rubber band's gonna give. But motor mounts are one of those things that when they deteriorate, it really affects the feel of the car. But it's one of those things, you know, how do you boil a frog? Well, really slowly. They deteriorate over time, so you as the driver don't know that's happened. But I notice when we put new motor mounts in the car, people are like, wow, man, it is like a new car. And it was just because the motor mounts were bad.
Well, yeah, in the classic one of that, if you don't feel your motor mount broken, and typically you're going to feel that on your initial acceleration. That engine is rotating, it's got mass, and it wants to turn the whole thing. So you've got to have something to hold that still. So you're going to typically feel that initial, after you've backed out of the driveway, put it in drive, and you might feel a thump or a thud or feel it in your feet. But the one that you're talking about, Dave, where it's just they're worn out. You've used the term before, grounded mounts. At first I didn't know what the heck you were talking about, but grounded, meaning all that cushioning is now gone. And you can't find one that's broken. I mean, we've had a couple of these at my shop where, like, oh, man, God, we think this is it because there's just nothing else. And you go put new engine mounts. I remember a Saturn, like, oh, my God, new car. The thing is great.
Totally different animal with new mounts. Well, I think people are thinking, well, how many motor mounts do I have? Well, most cars, you know, rear-wheel drive or four-wheel drive cars, typically there's three mounts. You know, on front-wheel drive or the modern, you know, modern SUV or maybe a front-wheel drive car.
Let's go through a couple. So like a Chevy truck, you take it, Dave. I'll do the car. So let's just say 98, 2000, whatever. You pick your V8 rear-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, Chevrolet, Ford, Dodge, I don't care.
There's going to be one on the left side of the engine between the left frame rail and the left side of the engine. There's going to be one on the right side of the engine between the, you know, the right frame rail or the passenger side. And there's going to be one under the transmission. So there's a total of three mounts on that one.
And I think we commonly refer to these as generically as motor mounts or engine mounts, but that would include the transmission.
Yeah, so one underneath the transmission and then two on the engine.
So then let's just take your normal, typical front-wheel drive, I don't care if it's a Mazda or a Toyota or even a Chevrolet transverse V6 or four-cylinder. We're going to have some mounts there.
Four to five mounts. There's going to be one underneath the radiator. There's going to be one back on the firewall, which is kind of where your feet are. That would be the firewall. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be one on the left or the driver's side fender, essentially, and then one on the right side, the passenger side.
Yeah, the belt side of the engine, and then one on the transmission side.
And then every now and then you'll hear them return, well, that's a dog bone mount. Yep. So a lot of cars have what we call dog bone mounts, and they do. They look kind of like a dog bone. They're around at both ends with a stick in the middle, and those help to control the torque because wherever there's an action, there's a reaction. So if your tire rotates forward, the engine wants to rotate backwards, the opposite direction, mm-hmm. so it controls that torque that happens.
Well, and I think they start putting those to save the big motor mounts that are pretty expensive, because if you can put, I mean, it's really essentially it's a limiter. So it's going to keep that front or rear mount, or on the Chevy truck example, it's typically the left side mount that breaks first. And then we can get into, now you get into some of your well, let's pick a Honda Odyssey or an Acura TL, for example, or even the V6 Accord is essentially the same thing.
Five or six mounts.
For just the transmission. I know that one, I think, has four mounts for just the transmission. They're these little teeny things, but
all kinds of mounts. Well, when can you expect to be buying motor mounts? I'll see motor mounts failed as early as 60, but that's pretty rare. You know, motor mounts are one of those things. And you can, if you're an abusive driver, you're one of those guys that's full throttle from the light, like I drive, yeah, I can break a motor mount 60,000 miles.
Yeah, you're going to wear out the front one, the one that's getting tugged on.
All the time. And then, but for most people, I would say generally you start getting in the neighborhood of needing motor mounts at 80, 90,000 miles. They start to come in there. But anywhere from that window, I would say the bell curve of failure on motor mounts starts at about 80 and is kind of, they're all done by 120.
Yeah, maybe. And again, it depends on how well you maintain the car. Some of the other things that can cause mounts to go bad besides just the driving habits, maybe you have an oil leak. You've got
good point.
Depending on the car, you've got a valve cover leaking or a power steering hose we see on the back of a front-wheel drive car.
It happens.
And that motor mount, that rubber gets saturated in oil, and petroleum and rubber don't mix well, so that starts to deteriorate. Well, that could be one.
Here's one thing I would say. You don't want to ignore motor mounts. There's things that are attached to the body or the frame of your car, and then you've got this motor that's flopping around on rubber, you know. And when the motor mounts are good, it's only going to move shift so much. But when they're bad, that motor is stretching things. There's things that are connected to both the motor and then both the body, like things like radiator hoses, wiring harnesses. So when you ignore motor mounts that are bad, eventually it tears up the car.